Here on today's Nightly Radio Sports page, we're catching up with Central College women's soccer coach Mike Kobolinski. And Coach Kobolinski, thanks for joining us today. And the squad sits at 5-2-4 right now. What's kind of your overall just general thoughts to the start of the season here for the Dutch women's soccer program?
Yeah, I think we're off to a good start. 5-2-4, we have some draws in there. But I think with the no overtime rule, golden goal rule, there's going to be a lot of ties, around the league and around non-conference, et cetera. So I think pretty accurate to where we're at as a team. I think we could add a few more wins. I also think a few of those draws might have, could have turned the other way for us. So I think a pretty accurate record, but played a very tough non-conference schedule, which we'll get into a little bit later. But I think pretty happy with where we're at right now. Going into, conference in the month of October.
You talk about the difficult non-conference and just looking at that. I know you guys played a lot of conference champs. You played some, finalist opponents, things of that nature, teams that made the national tournament and scheduling teams like that. How big is that for you and just testing your squad early on so that when it comes time for conference play, they're ready to go and they know that they can compete with the best no matter who it is that's lined up across from them?
Yeah, I think it's huge. We were 5-1-3 in the non-conference. I think playing some of the teams that were ranked in the region, one conference. I mean, we started off with two MIAA teams, St. Mary's out of Notre Dame, Indiana. They're 6-4 right now, and that coach is doing some great things with their program. And then we played Hope, who's a perennial top 25 MIAA champ, and drew with them. So we beat St. Mary's, drew with Hope. And Hope just beat Wartburg the day before playing us, or 2 days before playing us, 3-1. So that tells you a little bit about their level. And I think they're at 4-1-4 right now, and they'll be ranked in the region today because they tied Chicago this week, UChicago, who's a top 10 program. So, after them we played Northwestern. You're familiar with that. You're a graduate there up in St. Paul, and beat them, I think, 5-0. And they were the UMAC finalists. And then we played North Park, and 8 of their 11 starters are from different countries, from Norway and Sweden. Then Augustana, who's a top 4 CCIW team, they'll be ranked in the region again this year. They're 8-1-2, I think, for a record. And then we played Westminster and Illinois College for a weekend. And Westminster, I think they were in the SLIAC finalists as well, playing Greenville, who we played a week ago as well, who won the SLIAC. So very tough non-conference. And then you sprinkle in Grinnell, who won the MWC and made the national tournament, actually played Wartburg last year in the first round. So we felt that non-conference led us right into conference, and we got to open up at Simpson against a top 25 team who were, like you said, ARC finalists last year. And it was a competitive game, but we thought we could have played a bit better against them and thought we did that against Dubuque.
And looking at the team this season, just overall, before we get into some more of the schedule things and some record, more of the record stuff, is just looking at the team this year, a couple names that constantly stand out when you're looking through the box scores would be a Paige Cahill, a Grace Coates, Zoe Sizemore has played really well. What can you say about some of the individual efforts you've gotten from some of the different girls on the squad this year?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think, Grace, I think she's at 10 goals and 3 assists right now, and she's 1, 2, or 3 in all scoring or points or goals in the conference. She also scored against Dubuque, which was quite nice. She had a very nice goal set up by Paige Cahill. Grace is now top 5 in all scoring in program history with her goal against Dubuque. Which is quite nice for us because she has another year left. And then Cahill, who set her up, Paige, she leads the league in assists right now with 7, I think. So she usually sets up her Isom. We have Isom on the other side. Caitlin Isom is a senior as well, captain. And she's getting involved. I think she's 3rd on the team in shots as well. So our front line is 1, 2, and 3 on the team in shots. And then the point production and getting shots on frame is quite solid, so we're pretty happy with that. And then in the back, Zoe Sizemore, freshman from Omaha, Nebraska. She was All-State coming in, and she's doing well. And Bailey Lester's pushing her as well from South Dakota. So hopefully we can get both a little bit of time tomorrow against Buena Vista.
Well, and I believe it's 6 shutouts on the season for your goalkeepers and your defense this year too. Correct me if I'm wrong on that, with in terms of how many shutouts it's been, but being able to get those kind of performances too and being able to keep teams off the scoreboard, how big has that been for your team this year?
Huge. We've had 21, I think, goals for, and I think 9 goals against, which is quite solid. You know, 11 games in, to have 60% of your matches shutouts is a good thing for the backs. I think our whole back line has contributed. I think it starts with Bridget Lynch, a fifth-year senior. Then we have Katie Brown, a transfer, who's a sophomore from Missouri. She's another center back. And then Allie Seeger's on an outside and Nicole St. Clair on the outside. So we're a little bit more young in the back and in goal, but we're doing some really good things. And, you know, I think also Emma Garrett, she's in the back as well. She's a captain. She's a junior. And then Georgia Havlicek got in against Dubuque at outside back as well, and she's a freshman. So I think rotating people in has been helping us. But, yeah, it's always nice to see less goals conceded and more goals scored.
It is really nice to see that. Another thing that I'm sure was really nice to see was career win number 125, which puts you about 100 wins above anyone else in Central College women's soccer program history, and being able to pick up 125. First off, what did it mean to be able to get to that milestone? And knowing that, you know, you've been able to create a program with such success and been able to sustain that throughout your tenure, what does that mean to you to be able to have both, you know, just 125 and to be the winningest coach in women's soccer program history?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been humbling. I think as a Central College alum playing for Gary Laidlaw here 25 years ago now as a freshman, roughly, to see kind of that program turn around and then live it on the women's side has been huge. I think in 12 seasons, we only had one losing season. We've made the conference tournament 11 of those 12 seasons, so I think that speaks to our 3 C's, confidence, consistency, commitment, and I think each year is different, so we don't talk too much about the year prior. We don't talk too much about the year ahead. We try to live in the present. But I think, you know, El Dorenkamp, the old AD, took a chance on me as a 29-year-old, and I'm 42 now with 2 young children and still here. So I think, Al believed in me, saw something in me. Gary Laidlaw was on the search committee as well back in the day. And, I couldn't be happier, you know, being at my alma mater and for Big Al, is what he goes by, to believe in me years ago, and I'm still here. So shout out to Big Al if he's hearing this.
That's awesome. And looking ahead at the rest of the season, I know a lot more conference play ahead of you guys, just a couple matches into conference play. As you get into the heart of the American Rivers Conference season here, what are the things you're looking for from your squad as you pursue yet another conference tournament and another chance to be in the national tournament?
Yeah, I think, we try to take each match, you know, match by match, really. So we've done a little different things this year with huddle and player feedback through huddle, a software system where we're able to tag and clip players and kind of comment on that. So it could be a little bit more one-on-one. If we don't reach all 24 players on the team, sometimes that could be a little cumbersome or hard to do when you're training, or lack of training thereof with all the matches you play. So that's been helpful, I think, as far as feedback goes. I think each match presents a different issue. So we started off with Simpson, a top 25 team. Thought we could have played a bit better there. But they're a quality team. They beat us. And then we went, we played Dubuque after we played Greenville, the SLIAC champs, and beat Greenville 3-0, and then played Dubuque 1-1. And I think we had a few more shots than them, kind of even on corners. But I felt that we had 3 or 4 opportunities. We probably could have put them away and won. A draw is a fair result. And I think 6 games in for Dubuque, they're on a 6-game winning streak. So I don't know if you knew that, but they were pretty much the hottest team in the league, in the region, and one of the hottest teams in the nation. We stopped their winning streak, which was quite nice for us to do.
That is really nice. Coach Kobolinski, thanks again for joining us, and best of luck the rest of the season.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me, and anytime you want to talk soccer, we're here, and hopefully by the end of the year, we have some goals. You know, we want to be top 4. We want to, you know, compete for a conference championship, so we'll see how October plays out game by game, but if we do the things right, we think we have a team to continue to be very successful.
That would be awesome. That was head coach of the Central College Women's Soccer Program, Mike Kobolinski, here on today's Nightly Radio Sports page.